Oops, I played Auntie Scott twice in a row. All right, folks in the chat room, thanks for playing along with this little bit that I'm doing. We are now on to Thursday, September 21st, in this journey through time. So let's just do it now. Baby, I'm not done. Today is, what is it, Thursday, September 21st, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. You know, maybe I should just start doing it like this all the time. Spend like an hour on a Saturday, record all of my episodes, boom, 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 just back to back, have some topics, get it all done. It is National Pawpaw Day. Now, I remember talking about this before. I mean, I never repeat content, ever, but I do remember at some point, I do remember talking about Paw, but the name Pawpaw. So I need to describe like what. So Matt in the chat room says copying the BFO. I am copying him for this live streaming event where I'm literally doing, although Fatty has exactly 20 minute shows and he has like, so he does three shows basically. But I'm not copying. He records them. He doesn't record them all at once. Normally he does it daily. I have been to his house. Pawpaw is a fruit. And it's native to the Americas. National Pawpaw Day. But it sounds like when I was growing up, we had my grandfather. Now, I always said grandpa. That's what I called him. Is grandpa. Grandpa and grandma. Like, I didn't have any of these weird names. Like, you know, nowadays, people say, I don't even know what people say nowadays because, again, I'm old. But I feel like they say meemaw. And I don't know, my nephews call my stepfather Peepaw, I think. But a lot of my cousins used to call my grandfather, who I would call Grandpa, they called him Pawpaw. So it makes me think of him and not really a fruit, but it is a fruit. It says it is kind of like a creamy mango banana flavor. And in history, they're a rich part of the fabric of American history and have been from the very beginning. For example, the pawpaw, Native American diets included the pawpaw as an integral part of their diets. Some may have cultivated the pawpaw. How many times can they put pawpaw in one paragraph? However, early Europeans confused the pawpaw with the papaya. So, I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff. How do you observe it? You eat it. What can I make with pawpaws? You can make anything you make with other fruits. For example, add pawpaws to your baking or salads. You can make jams and jellies. How does pawpaw ice cream sound to you? It sounds delicious to us. So there you go. It is also National Chai Day. And I'm glad they didn't say National Chai Tea because that would be. Like, you shouldn't say chai tea, really. And it's also National Pecan Cookie Day. So I'll ask the chat room, and they're not going to be able to tell me this at all because it is text. But I will ask the chat room, do you say pecan or do you say pecan? What is it? I always say pecan, but there's some other way that people say it. And now I can't even remember what it is. Pecan pie. Yeah, pecan. That's what they say. But I say pecan, and I am from the South, and I feel like pecan is what I say. So, but I thought pecan was like a Southern thing, but I don't know. RT Cruiser says pecan. Kathy Bacon says pecan. Matt says pecan. Okay. Yeah. So we got an email, and I was going to read it yesterday, but I didn't. So let's go ahead and read that now. I'm just looking to see how much time I have left. So, yeah. All right. Hey, Adam, I just wanted to drop you a message and say how much I've enjoyed your podcast over the years. It's actually my first time reaching out to you, but I've been a loyal listener of Geeky Gay, The Mix, and Throwing Down for as long as I can remember. Your content has been great entertainment, and I want to congratulate you on creating such amazing podcasts for so many years. Recently, after seeing you and Daniel on a YouTube version of The Mix, I stumbled upon the Pride 48 YouTube account and came across a video featuring you both from 9 years ago. I have to say, you looked much younger. No, he didn't say that. I have to say, you two were and still are just adorable. Best regards, Ben from Yorkshire, the United Kingdom. Well, thank you, Ben. That's so sweet. He also says, P.S., when's level 13 coming back? I feel like that's a mixed minus question. But I will go ahead. It feels like a long time since the last episode, and I was wondering if it was on hiatus or if my link had stopped working. Well, I don't know. Daniel's in the chat room right now, so Daniel can probably answer that question better than I can. But thank you for the email. I don't remember the user ID now. Somebody in the chat room can probably tell me. But earlier I was doing this Zoom happy hour. By the way, I have learned that there is one thing. There are many things that I'm not good at, but I have learned that there is one thing that I will never try to do again. And that is lead a Zoom happy hour with a bunch of listeners from Pride 48. It was like pulling teeth. And, you know, Fatty used to make it seem so easy. I can do a podcast. I can talk. You know, it's harder to do a solo show. And I do get more nervous for a solo show than I do for one with a co-host, because it's easier to kind of bounce off of each other with a co-host. But trying to lead a Zoom happy hour and people are just sitting there like not talking. Doc Stone says it's the listeners' fault. I don't know if that's sarcasm. Like, Adam, why are you blaming the listeners? They're listeners. They of course they don't talk on the air. And, you know, everybody, they probably were nervous because it was on the stream. And here I am like, what is your favorite memory? This is why interviewing, I mean, I have never, like, I get these emails, and I'm sure all of these podcasters get these emails, and they're saying, hey, I am the new author of Gay Anthropological Baking, and I have a new book out, and so I have a new book out, and I'm going to, you know, Daniel's asking why I didn't play voicemails this episode. I don't know. I only have one voicemail left, Daniel. So anyway, and they write and they say, hey, would you interview me on your podcast? And I don't do that because I suck at interviews. And so I feel like it was not the listener's fault. I know Doc Stone or Dr. Stone, Wes, whatever, was blaming the listeners. I feel like it was a failing of my own. I don't interview people. Daniel and I had somebody on one time, but luckily it was Daniel and I, so Daniel could handle the interviewing stuff. I don't do that. Like, it's just not, I'm not Barbara Walters. So I've learned that. And so, yeah. You know, I was going to tell the airplane story, like, for the 500th time. Oh, also, Arthur says he never gets publicity requests anymore, but he can't blame them. I'm always thinking, do they know how many listeners I have? Because I don't think that they, you know, that being on my show is not going to propel them to stardom. Some, you know, personal journal show that a few people listen to, that I appreciate, by the way. So I was going to tell my airplane story again, but apparently I'm not going to have time to do that. So you guys are just going to have to wait. Look, I was in a plane crash And yeah, that's it. The last thing I will say, though, is I found out. So Daniel is running and he's donating money to Autism Speaks or whatever. And I have an autistic niece. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to donate. I'm going to donate a good amount, you know, whatever. And so I gave a little bit of money to it. But I found out afterwards that the Spit Valve Factory actually matches donations to this Autism Speaks. And they triple the amount. Now, it's still up in the air whether I'm going to do it because I have to fill out a form. And there's all this rigmarole that I have to go through to get it done. But apparently, and I don't even know if it would go, if Daniel would get credit for this or if it would be 6 months from now, you know, the Spit Valve Factory would write a check. I'm not really sure. I kind of want credit now, not later. But anyway, we'll see. I'm going to look at it and see if I can fill out the form and take the steps. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.